From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and this is The Magnetic Field. Now, if you're a fan of All Songs Considered, you know there were followers and lovers of all things Stephen Merritt. Stephen Merritt likes to wrap his pop songs around a concept, so you wind up with a record like the one that came out in 2004 called I, where all the songs are arranged alphabetically and all beginning with the letter I. Or his most well-known concept was 69 Love Songs, three CDs filled with 69 songs about love. The Magnetic Field's new CD is called Distortion. The concept here was to make a record quickly, with every song having the same instrumentation. For Merritt, that meant sounding like the Jesus and Mary chain, and specifically their 1985 record called Cyclocaine. Let's play a cut from that new Magnetic Field CD called Distortion. This song is called California Girls, not the Beach Boys song. And then we'll follow it up with the Scottish band The Jesus and Mary Chain and a song from the CD Psycho Candy called Just Like Honey. the sound of the Jesus and Mary Chain from 1985 and their LP called Psycho Candy. The song we heard was Just Like Honey, and before that was the Magnetic Fields and their new CD Distortion, inspired by the sound of Psycho Candy. And the song we heard was California Girls. And a reminder, you can watch Stephen Merritt write and record a song. Our newest feature on All Songs Considered is called Project Song, and we invited Stephen Merritt into our studios for 2 days, and that whole process was videotaped. And you can watch a song unfold before your eyes. It's fascinating. Go to npr.org/projectsong and hear Merritt's new song called The Man of a Million Faces. Now, on to an idea by Peter Gabriel. Put rock musicians together with musicians from all over the world. The innovative musician, producer, and first creative force behind the band Genesis has been making records at his Real World Studios. The session for this new record, Big Blue Ball, were all done in the early 90s. The entire CD comes out in the spring, but here's a preview cut featuring Peter Gabriel singing lead vocals, along with Tim Finn from Crowded House, and the sounds of Francis Bebe, the Cameroon musician and poet and novelist, can be found playing a flute on this cut called Whole Thing.
Yeah. that I love, I dream the sound. One that I love as close as I can get.
As close as I can.
One that I love, I dream the sound. One that I love, I dream the sound.
Peter Gabriel, a new tune now available through iTunes, and it's called Whole Thing, and the artist is listed as Big Blue Ball. And perhaps you've heard this song line about Peter Gabriel on a recent All Songs Considered.
This feels so unnatural, Peter Gabriel too. This feels so unnatural, Peter Gabriel.
That's the music of Vampire Weekend, a Brooklyn band singing about college sex and playing a worldly beat. In 2007, there were just a few songs available from this young band of now all former Columbia University students, and at the end of January comes a whole CD. Sometimes the playing doesn't swing as much as the songs seem to call for, and the music craft could use a little work, but on the whole, the CD is a joy. It's self-titled, and this song from Vampire Weekend is called Mansard Roof.
I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the odd garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
Mansard Roof is a song, Vampire Weekend is a band. The band name comes from a short film that guitarist and singer Ezra Hennig made about vampires in Cape Cod. We've put a link so you can see the trailer of that film on our website. The CD on XL Records will be out on the 29th of January. A few things you may not know about. Producer Robin Hilton and I share an All Songs Considered blog. And on that blog, you'll find things like Old Music Tuesdays. I'll go through my record collection and play a song from long ago And on Tuesdays, I'll post it. And of course, like any good blog, we want you to add your thoughts. Take a look at a recent post called A Band to Call Your Own. And on it, I ask you to tell us about a band that you love that probably no one else knows. So go to npr.org/allsongs, look for a link to our blog, and start writing. We also have a concert series, and though it's been a bit quiet in the past month or so, that'll soon change. There's a podcast of our concert series with over 50 amazing concerts available all to download. You can find that at npr.org/allsongs and look for the concert link there, and you'll find more great music, music lists, a feature called Song of the Day, and that ought to keep you musically charged for sure. A CD of rare live recordings of Billie Holiday came to me recently. They're recordings from the Apollo Theater, Carnegie Hall, Monterey in 1958, and there are TV show appearances, all on 5 CDs. By the sound of her voice, sometimes strong, sometimes weak, many of the recordings reveal Billie Holiday's state of mind, including a show done just months before she died at the young age of 44. This recording is from 1952 in a performance at the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
Lady Day! Certainly good to see you, and you sure look pretty.
Thank you.
You want to tell them what you're going to do tonight?
Well, I'm going to try and do a recording I just made for Norman Granz, Mercury, Tenderly.
Tenderly.
The evening breeze caress the trees tenderly. The shimmering trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by lost in a sigh, were we? I can't forget how two hearts met tenderly. The sky was kissed by sea and mist breathlessly. Open wide, enclose me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
Billie Holiday, the CD Rare Live Recordings, 1934 to 1959, is a 5-CD set of Billie Holiday, a rare treat for sure. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It was to be a winter of hibernation for Justin Vernon, alone in a small cabin in the woods of northwestern Wisconsin. Instead, a sound and feeling emerged and a collection of recorded songs. Bon Iver is the moniker of Justin Vernon. If he spelled it correctly, it would translate from the French to mean good winter. Instead, he spells it B-O-N, next word, I-V-E-R, instead of H-I-V-E-R, the French word for winter. Anyway, it's a beautiful record, hushed and lovely. This song is called For Emma.
Thank you.
Bon Iver, the song is called For Emma, and the CD that comes out in February is called For Emma, Forever Ago. They were an arty punk band called Cerebrus Shoal. Now they've tossed aside electric instruments for acoustic ones and added new players. This band from Maine is now called Fire on Fire. The handmade limited edition CD that made its way to my desk intrigued me for sure. This is the opening track called Hangman. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.